This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Welcome, everybody, to an all-new episode of Plains FM Features. And today, we've got on an unsung hero of the community and folks that, behind the scenes, make a huge difference to the beautification we see around Christchurch. Welcome to this episode, Belinda. How are you doing?
Oh, well, thanks, Sinclair. Good to talk to you.
How is everything going with you today?
I'm well, thanks. We've just had a team meeting. And so all is going well.
Nice. So Belinda today works with the graffiti program that takes care of a lot of the graffiti vandalism that happens around Christchurch. Actually, you know what? I will let Belinda give you a little bit of an introduction. So Belinda, why don't you just let us know who you are and what you do?
Okay, thanks, Sinclair. So as referred to, I'm Belinda. I'm the graffiti volunteer coordinator with the Christchurch City Council graffiti program. We're a very small team that serves the whole of Christchurch City, including Akaroa. Within our team, I have a team leader, we have a projects coordinator, and we also have a technical support officer. So the off-the-wall program, which is the volunteer program, sits under the graffiti program.
Nice. And what exactly do the volunteers do with you, Belinda?
Okay, so we've got a range of volunteering roles. The first role is the formal tag spotting role, whereby volunteers go out looking for graffiti, reporting it and then recording it and then reporting it through to our contact centre. That's a very formal tag spotting role. A less formal volunteering role is the Friends of the Graffiti program. Essentially, they're reporting graffiti as well, but there's no need for them to be formally registered. We have group volunteering, whereby people may want to join up or might have an established group. They might be part of a community service group or a church group or a corporate group. We have volunteers who are adopt-a-spot volunteers, whereby they might live by an alleyway or an area that gets frequently hit with graffiti. We give them all the resources that they need, like vests and brushes and paint, etc. We also have graffiti volunteer artists who sit on our database as well. So there's a mixture of artists there who are volunteer artists, but also some of them are professional artists as well.
Wow, and you call on their services to sort of help. Is this only to clear up the graffiti or even to paint murals?
So with the artists, some of the murals that are out in the community, sadly, they do get graffiti. So we will call upon, if we can't get hold of the original artists, we will send out an email saying, hey, can somebody help restore some of the artists that have been tagged?
Yeah. So the way I actually got in touch with Belinda was last year when I just came into the country. Belinda was one of the first few people that I met, and she's a beautiful personality. She's just the sunniest person ever. So I joined the volunteering program. Belinda gave me like a whole, she gave me a vest, and I've got like a notebook and I've got like a bucket of paint with me. And my role was to go around as a tag spotter, find pieces of graffiti that are considered vandalism and take a picture of it. And in a couple of days, you'd see that it's gone, completely painted over. And it's like magic, you know, it really feels so satisfying to do your bit for this beautiful city. Belinda, what does the process look like at the back end? You know, once someone takes a picture, what happens with it?
Okay, so there's a number of ways that you can report graffiti, one of which is what you've just outlined through Snap, Send, Solve. So those reports get directly fed to our contact centre. Once they're received there, they'll be assigned to the appropriate contractor. There's other ways to report graffiti. You can phone the contact centre, you can email the contact centre, you can use the website. You can also walk into a service centre to report graffiti as well. So those reports don't get sent to our graffiti program or our office, they'll get directly sent to the contact centre for follow-up.
It seems like there are a lot of organizations in between me taking a picture and the picture and the graffiti coming off like a piece of public space, you know. How many organizations do you work with?
So CityCare, they have the City Council graffiti removal contract. So they're out there 7 days a week. You know, we have our volunteers that are removing graffiti as well. The stakeholders that we also, you know, have a really good partnership with include the police, Keep Christchurch Beautiful, the community patrols. They are all registered volunteers with us. Neighbourhood support, organisations like Resene, who provide us recycled paint at no cost. We also have Alto Paints, who look after us really well. Volunteering Canterbury. So if you were interested in volunteering, not just with us, Volunteering Canterbury have many roles there, of which ours are on their site. We have the utility companies like Orion, One New Zealand that are on board with us. And recently we've reconnected with Restorative Justice. So we get referrals from them as well. So there's a lot of people that are connected with us to make the program successful.
Wow. So many programs. It's insane the amount of stuff that happens behind the scenes to just, that's pretty crazy. I mean, and how did you start off your journey with the graffiti program? Did you start off as a volunteer, or was it some other route that you took in?
I do my own volunteering, but I certainly didn't start off it in that way. Many years ago, I was the junior neighbourhood support coordinator for Neighbourhood Support Canterbury, and I saw the job advertised. I thought, well, that sounds like me. And so in 2009, I started, and I've remained here ever since. So I still really enjoy it.
Yeah. And, you know, because I'm a volunteer, I know this little piece of information where every month the graffiti program sends us a snapshot of the stuff that the other volunteers or the contractors do. And this snapshot contains a whole list of data of the graffiti hotspots, the percentage that the graffiti has decreased or increased. I'm pretty sure you've got data from so many years now, and I'm pretty sure you've formed patterns on places that people can graffiti, places that you know are more susceptible to graffiti being sort of sprayed on. Do you all have data like that, or do you know spots that are usually more frequented by graffiti artists?
Yeah. Definitely we do, Sinclair. You know, that snapshot that we send out every month, the request had come from volunteers because they wanted to know that, you know, what they were doing. Was it making a difference? What kind of impact was it having on their community? So we've put that together, and it's really well received. Some people find it a bit of a challenge in that they want to be the top reporter for the month. So we do have competitions for our volunteers for that purpose. It's not everyone's cup of tea to do that. That information is fed through to the police, and also the community boards like to know what's happening within their area, particularly where there's if there's been a spike in graffiti, or if there's new murals going up within their community too.
Yeah, and I know that you'll look after your volunteers really well, right? Like, I know that you'll have programs in place to sort of like to give them a little bit of gratification and thank you for volunteering with you all, right?
Yeah, we do, Sinclair. Not everyone wants to be formally recognised, and we appreciate that. Once a year during National Volunteer Week, we have a volunteer acknowledgement function. We offer a couple of times where people may like to come in. We put on some refreshments. We have some good speakers. It talks about how they're connected with the graffiti program. We like to really acknowledge our volunteers, so we'll send out thank you cards. At Christmas time, we always send out a Christmas card as well. When somebody comes in to register as a volunteer, we've got little bags of goodies, but we're mindful that not everyone does that for that kind of reason. But just on that, Sinclair, when new volunteers come in, I do ask them what they hope to get out of volunteering. I think it's really important to hear that. For some volunteers, it's completely different. Some will do it because they want to keep fit. Some have said that they do it because ultimately they want to keep Christchurch Beautiful, which seems to be the common reason. Some volunteers will do it as an interim measure whilst they're looking for work. some people like to put the fact that they've been volunteering on their CV, and we're really happy to provide a supporting letter for that. Some volunteers come through because they may have been directed to do volunteer work through the court. So again, we can monitor how active that person has been and can provide a supporting letter as well.
Yeah, and just from my experience, one of the reasons I volunteered with the graffiti program was also to explore Christchurch. So I would just take my phone, sort of like walk around for a couple of hours, just exploring all of the streets, going into alleyways, and just like, it's a great way to explore the city. And do you find that you have a lot of variety in your, a lot of diversity rather, in the people that come to volunteer with y'all? Do you see different ages? Do you see people from different nationalities?
Yep, that's a really good question. We're, like I said before, Sinclair, we really are an inclusive program, and we're, you know, we cater for all abilities. If you're under 17 years of age, we do require parental consent. But we've got people from of all ages, all we've got a lot of international people, particularly we've got students from either UC or URA that have come through. They're very happy to come and do some volunteering for us. So that tag spotting role came about because some people, they wanted to volunteer, but they weren't fussed on going out with a paintbrush and painting over graffiti. So we created that role to accommodate their requests. So, no, we offer a very inclusive program.
That's nice. And just before we close, Belinda, I know you've given us a little brief at the start of the episode on how to get in touch, but after listening to the episode, I'm pretty sure there are a few listeners who want to get in touch with you. Could you give us a little more detail on how someone could reach you and start volunteering with y'all?
Sure thing. So you can, listeners can contact me direct. So Belinda Barrett Walker, my direct dial number is 941-6655. Or if you prefer to email, it's all one word, graffitiprogram@ccc.govt.nz. There's also information on the City Council website as well.
Yeah, and it is a fun process. Meeting Belinda was one of the highlights of coming into Christchurch for the first time. Belinda, before we leave, is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners?
Thank you to those people who may not be formally registered with us, or they might be a friend of the graffiti program. You know, we really appreciate the people that take the time to report graffiti. It really does make a difference. Happy to come out and do any presentation to any service groups or any schools. The more people that know about us, the more people will be inclined to report graffiti. So if it's not reported, unfortunately, the graffiti will sit there and it just gets worse.
Amazing. Hey, Belinda, thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Sinclair.
Have a nice day and have a nice day,
listeners. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem at all. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.